written by experts and authorities and professionally narrated by a physician for easy listening and accuracy, this crash course is a valuable tool both during school and when preparing for the USMLE, or if you're simply interested in the subject of gynecology. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical medical school gynecology course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master gynecology. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized sections. There is a Q&A and a key takeaways section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. Also included is a comprehensive test containing the top 100 most commonly tested questions in gynecology with the correct answers. In this course, we'll cover the following topics: menstruation, premenstrual syndrome and premenstrual dysphoric disorder, amenorrhea, hyperprolactinemia and galactorrhea, abnormal uterine bleeding, endometriosis, cervical cancer, endometrial cancer, ovarian cancer, vulvar cancer and vaginal cancer, sexually transmitted diseases, breast cancer, menopause, urinary incontinence. AudioLearn's medical school crash courses support your studies, help with USMLE preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter for anyone interested in what medical students are taught in a typical medical school gynecology course. Now, let's get started. This course is designed to be a broad discussion of gynecology. Gynecologists care for the healthy woman with minor gynecological conditions and the sick woman with life-threatening conditions, including gynecological cancers. Well, gynecological care and the care of women with high acuity gynecological conditions will be discussed. The first chapter of the course discusses menstruation, which is a natural phenomenon that begins around the age of 12 and continues until around the age of 50. Normal menstruation occurs every 28 days and may or may not be associated with premenstrual symptoms, which may be debilitating to some women. The second chapter of the course covers the topic of premenstrual syndrome and premenstrual dysphoric disorder. This can be a problem of young and old menstruating women who exhibit physical and psychological symptoms related to the premenstrual state. There are medications that can be given to women who suffer from premenstrual syndrome and premenstrual dysphoric disorder, as well as lifestyle changes that may occur as a result of hormonal changes. The third chapter of the course is a thorough discussion of the topic of amenorrhea. The most common cause of amenorrhea is pregnancy, although several other mental and physical things may be associated with amenorrhea in women of all ages. The fourth chapter of the course is a discussion of hyperprolactinemia and galactorrhea, which is the most common symptom women complain of when prolactin levels are too high. The various causes of hyperprolactinemia will be discussed, including the most common reasons why women may have this problem. Abnormal uterine bleeding is the main topic in the fifth chapter of this course. Abnormal uterine bleeding can afflict young or older women and may represent mild menstrual difficulties or serious underlying gynecological problems. The various causes of abnormal uterine bleeding will be discussed in this chapter, as there are several possible underlying problems that may cause this symptom. Endometriosis is discussed in the sixth chapter. Endometriosis has several associated symptoms, some of which are mild, while others are more severe and debilitating. Women with endometriosis may suffer from infertility or only have dyspareunia or pain with intercourse. Cervical cancer is discussed in the seventh chapter of this course. Cervical cancer can affect young women infected with the human papillomavirus, or HPV, and rarely affects women never infected with the virus. Endometrial cancer, on the other hand, is a disease mainly of older women and discussed in the eighth chapter. Women with a history of years of unopposed estrogen are at risk of endometrial hyperplasia and endometrial cancer manifesting as abnormal vaginal bleeding and pelvic pain. Ovarian cancer is the focus of the ninth chapter. Women with ovarian cancer are usually diagnosed in the later stages.